The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
Necesito que conozcan la verdad.
3 years ago, Venezuelan Dr. Marco Salmeron seemed to have a good case for asylum in the U.S. Salmeron had fled Venezuela because prosecutors there accused him of human organ trafficking, but they provided little, if any, evidence. Salmeron called the charge political persecution. Still, on a September morning in 2016, U.S. agents from the International Police Organization Interpol showed up at Salmeron's home here in Pembroke Pines. As his wife and two kids looked on, they handcuffed Salmeron and took him to the Federal Immigration Detention Center in Miramar.
Y me dijo, doctor, nosotros tenemos una semana vigilándolo.
They told me, doctor, we've been watching your movements now for a week, Salmeron recalls. That's because Venezuela's authoritarian regime had issued an Interpol red notice, an alert calling for Salmeron's arrest wherever he might be. Suddenly, his path to U.S. asylum was derailed. Many other Venezuelans in South Florida are in the same straits. They say they're victims of bogus Interpol red notices issued by Venezuela's socialist government.
Yo necesito identificarme con
I didn't think I'd have to work this hard in the U.S. to clear my name and restore my dignity, says Salmeron, who's still fighting deportation to Venezuela. Many legal experts are confounded, too.
This is just the way Venezuela is persecuting political dissidents and opponents.
Michelle Estlin is a Coral Gables attorney who watches Interpol and publishes the online Red Notice Law Journal. Interpol was founded a century ago and is based in France. The U.S. and Venezuela are members. Estlin says Interpol does play an important role in global crime fighting, and she says it's aware non-democratic governments like Venezuela are abusing red notices. But she feels Interpol and immigration judges and prosecutors here need to be even more skeptical.
Interpol allows the same level of credibility for every country. And that defies logic. We know that not every country is as responsible with due process rights or utilizes its criminal justice system properly.
An Interpol spokesperson said it cannot comment on specific countries like Venezuela. In an email, she said, since November 2016, a specialized task force reviews every single red notice request. But lawyers here fear cases like Marco Salmeron's are undermining the already difficult asylum process for Venezuelans. Maria Trina Burgos is a Venezuelan-American attorney in Doral who represents red notice clients, including Salmeron.
If he is returned to Venezuela, he will not have a fair trial and he will be in danger. It's not fair to take that red notice seriously.
Here's how it got to this point for Salmeron. 8 years ago, he treated an army captain named Oswaldo Cordoba at his clinic in Valencia, Venezuela. Salmeron suspected Cordoba had swine flu, but Venezuelan government rules required him to send the blood test to a state-run lab in Caracas.
No responde al tratamiento. Se le está poniendo tal cosa.
We waited and waited for the lab results, says Salmeron. The patient's condition worsened. 2 weeks later, Cordoba died. Cordoba's family was angry at Salmeron, but records show it was the government that didn't deliver the lab results until 2 weeks after Cordoba died. Still, 4 years later,
por tráfico de órganos.
¿Yo qué?
In 2015, Venezuelan prosecutors suddenly charged Salmeron with trafficking Cordoba's organs. Salmeron was stunned, but not really surprised, nor is Burgos, his lawyer.
It doesn't have any sense, but the deceased was of a Chavista family.
Cordoba's family has powerful ties to Venezuela's ruling socialist party, the Chavistas. His brother is a federal judge. But Salmeron supports Venezuela's political opposition, so he claims Cordoba's family got prosecutors to fabricate a charge against him. Cordoba's family did not respond to WLRN's request for comment, but court papers show the only basis for the organ trafficking charge is that Salmeron helped take organ tissue samples for Cordoba's autopsy.
So the U.S. judges, they have to take into account the bigger picture.
And it appears the U.S. immigration judge in Miami recently did that in Salmeron's case. He cast doubt on the Interpol red notice against Salmeron and indefinitely halted his deportation to Venezuela. But federal immigration authorities are appealing the judge's order. And even if Salmeron eventually wins U.S. asylum, there's no guarantee the Interpol red notice won't keep following him after that.
They are constantly having to look over their shoulder because of this unfounded Interpol order against them.
Elena Poleo is a Venezuelan expat journalist in Miami. Her father is Rafael Poleo. He was editor of the family's Venezuelan newspaper, El Nuevo País, until he had to flee Venezuela a decade ago. Rafael Poleo had made an insulting remark on TV about Venezuela's authoritarian president at the time, Hugo Chavez. That's not a criminal offense in most democracies, but in Venezuela,
Chavez said on national television, put Rafael Poleo in jail.
Instead, Rafael Poleo got U.S. asylum. But then came the Interpol red notice out of Venezuela.
Every time that my father travels, there is an issue.
In 2013, when Rafael was visiting Milan, Italy, Interpol agents went to his hotel room
in the middle of the night and dragged him out of his bed and took him to the local police station because they had received a call from the Venezuelan consulate saying he had an Interpol order against him.
The same thing happened to Rafael in Colombia in 2017. Each time he was released, but Helena says she doesn't understand why Interpol couldn't figure out what the Venezuelan regime was really up to.
To further persecute and show their power of what they can do with an Interpol order.
That's especially true, say lawyers, in cases of Venezuelan officials who've broken with the regime. Military and police figures are particular targets of regime retribution. 5 years ago, Venezuelan police had a shootout in Caracas, captured in this video, with members of a colectivo. Colectivos are the regime's paramilitary enforcers. Many have morphed into criminal gangs, like the colectivo involved in this showdown. It had even taken three police officers as hostages. The shootout left five of the colectivo's members dead. That infuriated other pro-government colectivos. They pressured President Nicolas Maduro's regime to arrest the directors of the police unit involved. One of them is Ramon Poleo.
Tuve que salir corriendo porque o era mi vida.
Ramon Poleo, no relation to Rafael Poleo, feared he faced a kangaroo court trial. He and his family came here to Doral and requested asylum. Then came the Interpol red notice from Venezuela to arrest him. He was detained and his asylum was short-circuited. But we've made the U.S. judge here aware of what the colectivos really are in Venezuela, says Ramon. He'll face that judge at a hearing next year. He'll find out then if that appeal to see the bigger, more accurate picture behind his Interpol red notice has paid off. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.